Now, a residents' campaign group has been launched to have data centre zoning removed from an area in Naas before a planning application can be lodged for it. A site located in Jigginstown, which is actually just beside us here at the KFM studio, has been zoned for a data centre since the Naas Local Area Plan 2021 to 2027 was adopted. It consists of a 54.55 hectares, so 135 acres area of land, and it backs onto Primrose Garden residential area. Current chair of the Social Democrats Party, Sorka O'Neill, is spokesperson for this campaign and joins me now on the line. Sorka, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I suppose to give people an idea and of this campaign group and what exactly you're calling for, what is it that you want the rezoning removed there from the data centre area in Jigginstown?
Yeah, we are asking for the zoning to be removed because it's far too close to a number of estates that are in the vicinity, less than a kilometre away. There's about five or six different estates there. So we're asking for the zoning to be removed because once planning goes in, planning permission is sought on it, it's incredibly difficult and almost impossible to stop the project going ahead. So it's a case of it's far too close. It's 130 metres from the border there of the line for Primrose Garden Castle Farm. It's 0.8 of a kilometre from Esmondale Broadfield. It's 0.7 of a kilometre to Rathaskar Lane. You've also got a children's play area, which is quite close to it as well. So it's the noise that's going to come from these developments is going to be an annoyance, and the emissions that are coming from this is going to be is adding to our problems with our carbon targets and the pollution, because they're going to have their on-site power, which is going to have gas turbines. The Newhall, the M7 site, on the other side of the M7 there, that's going to have six gas turbines. So that's going to be spewing out emissions. But this site, the Jigginstown one, the P2 site, is going to be even bigger. It's seven times the size of Croke Park. So that noise generated, the heat generated, the water that's being used for that, we're currently under a hosepipe ban. The emissions, it's the scale of it is the potential scale of it is incredible, and it's far too close to homes, and not to mention the national problems with the water supply. We're currently under a hosepipe ban. These things use billions of water, litres of water, as we've seen from news reports. So we're trying to lobby the councillors to put in a motion at the next municipal district to remove the zoning, so we won't have planning permission sought, because once that starts, we can't stop it. And it's well within their power in the Naas Municipal District to do a material alteration for this particular site, for P2. It's not bordering any other municipal district or anything like that, and we have material alterations all the time. I saw one there for Salins there 2 days ago. It's well within their power to do, so it's just a question of whether the councillors are willing to do it.
And in relation to that P2 site, there's no planning application as of yet, but the area is still kind of, I suppose, cornered off for a data centre if any kind of company wants to add one in there. I suppose these are trying to maybe get ahead of the planning application if one is made, because I can imagine then it's almost impossible to try and remove a planning application once it's been made.
Oh God, yeah. It's currently owned by Microsoft, that the whole P2 site, and they did do a public meeting a couple of years ago, so they have full intentions of utilising the site. They just haven't put in a planning permission application for it. Yeah, it's incredibly difficult to stop, because once it's zoned, it's specifically zoned for data centres. This is one of two sites for Naas. There's no any other objections. We've seen from the objections that were completely ignored or overruled for the Herbata site, and that's on the M7 site. Like, you had objections from residents, you had objections from stud farms, for people that have livestock. People were concerned about the water, people were concerned about the electricity grid constraints, and they were all overruled and just ignored. So I'm trying to stop it before they get in the door. We have enough data centres in Ireland. They currently, we are the biggest in Europe, and for data centres, we have, they use, currently use 23% of our electricity as a whole country. The next highest in Europe is 7%, which is in the Netherlands. And even worldwide, even in the United States, they use 7% of their electricity, whereas we're just running away and trying to catch up with all of these developments. And our infrastructure, our water and electricity infrastructure, cannot cope with these projects. So we're asking that, you know, we remove this in the short term and let the infrastructure catch up, so we're able to accommodate these things, so regular people like you and me are not impacted by this. And this particular site is completely inappropriately placed. It should be way, way back away from houses, that it won't interfere. You only have to look at the ones up in Clondalkin, where the residents are complaining about the constant humming noise, especially in the summer months. They have the windows open, so it's even worse. But they can hear it through the double glazing. So they've even tried to do mitigation on their own homes to try and stop the noise from coming in, which is an extra cost to the residents. But they have to make complaints through the Environmental Protection Agency, and I don't know anything's been done about them. But meanwhile, they have to live with this sound that's keeping them awake. There's reports of black smoke coming out from the turbines up there. Now, I haven't seen that myself, but I've seen the reports of it. So, you know, it's just, we're trying to remove it before it gets in the door, because it'll just, any objections to it once it starts are just ignored, and we've seen that all over the country.
And Sorka, you mentioned the asking the councillors when they come back to put this in a motion in the next municipal district meeting. We do know that all councillors are on their summer recess at the moment, but has there been engagement so far from any of the NAIS councillors, or maybe any other kind of representatives, locals or even TDs around the area?
That's a good question. I myself have had response from one councillor who's not only for data centres but wants to bring more in as quick as possible. They're the best thing for NAIS and driving our economy, despite the evidence that it's not the cash cow that we're being purported to be told. I haven't heard personally from the other councillors, and I put my request in about, I think, 2 weeks now, and so that was before the August recess. Other people have heard from other councillors, but I can't say to that because I didn't see the exact response.
Of course, and I suppose, Sorka, in terms of then what's next for the campaign group, I mean, hoping for some kind of engagement in September, but if that doesn't happen, if these plans do go ahead, what would the next steps be for the campaign group?
I suppose, you know, it's a question of we've 6 weeks to ramp up the campaign, and I'm urging people to contact their councillors and let them know how they feel about this. I'm asking people to make themselves aware about it and the effects of it, and there's plenty of actual proven data behind this. It's not just NIMBYism, it's not just it's not just because we don't want data centres or anti-technology or anything like that. I'm encouraging people to find out about the effects of data centres for themselves. So I would ask that people contact their local councillors to let them know how they feel about it, because if they don't hear from people, then they don't think it's an issue. And we're just going to have to see if the motion is tabled and what comes of that. You know, I'm still hopeful that that's still a possibility. So, you know, we'll see how we go after that, you know. So we'll see what the councillors' reactions are,
Sorka,
following that.
Of course. Sorka, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We will keep in touch, and maybe if more progress is made in the coming weeks, and then when the councillors do come back from the August recess, we'll be in touch again. But that is Sorka O'Neill, spokesperson for the campaign. They are asking to have data centre zoning removed from an area in NAIS before a planning application can be lodged for it. I also would, of course, be opening the lines to NAIS councillors, what their thoughts on this are. Would they be willing to mention this in an MD meeting in September or not. And of course, opening the lines, you can get in touch on 0833 97 97 97 with sipit.ie or call us on 045 898 999. Basorka, thanks again for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning. One message comes in. Actually, two messages have just come in. I support the community campaign asking to amend the zoning for P2 to preclude a massive data centre which will store God knows what data, pollute our water and avail of cheaper electricity than the residents of Naas, says one listener. And Brendan in Naas has texted in asking, how do you stop a multi-million company from building these projects? You have no chance. The government will take the taxes and laugh at the small man. Keep those messages coming in on 0833 97 97 97. But thanks again to Sorka for joining us on the line. I do want to let you know that this area of zoned land, it's right beside a site that has already been given the green light by planners for a €3 billion data centre complex. It's proposed by Herbata Limited. It'd be made up of six data centre buildings located on lands in the Jigginstown, Halverstown and Newhall areas. And this proposal, as Sorka mentioned, was opposed by many groups such as Antashka, Friends of the Earth Ireland, Friends of the Irish Environment, Newhall Residents Group and individual local residents. Now, the decision is currently under appeal to On Board Planala. Planala lodged by both the developer and third party objectors. But do keep those messages coming in.